Earlier this month, I wrote a post encouraging you to reconsider the use of animated GIFs. I argued that animated GIFs can create some truly stunning visual effects, reminiscent of the moving pictures in Harry Potter newspapers, you know, the kind of thing. Along with many others, Derek from the comments argued that the images were too large to download. And it was a fair comment, and the examples I used were, some of them were extremely large. In this little audio book, I want to suggest some ways you can create and optimize animated GIFs to minimize their file sizes. Although you could create animated GIFs from pretty much any digital video, there's an iPhone app called Cinemagram, which makes things much easier. Creating an animated GIF couldn't be simpler in Cinemagram. First, you record a short video of whatever it is that you wish to animate. Second, select the elements from the image that you want to actually animate, leaving the rest static. Finally, apply any filters that you want to the image, such as making it black and white. In my little test, it works flawlessly. Creating a GIF is really the easy part. The hard bit is working out what you want to animate. You know, is it somebody sticking out their tongue? Is it grass blowing in the breeze? Is it bubbles on a bottle or whatever else? And working out how to create that feeling of movement without recording a massive video is tricky. Whatever it is, it needs to loop to create this effect, which means choosing the subject with care. If keeping the file size down is important to you, which it should be, only animate a small portion of the overall image. The more of the image you animate, the larger the file size. And although Cinemagram is great for creating animated GIFs, it's pretty terrible for optimizing them. When I first saved out my first test GIF, it came out as a whopping 3.9 megabytes. Not the kind of thing you can really use on a website. Luckily, with a little bit of work, I managed to reduce that file size down to only 114K. This was with little change to the animation or the image. Let me explain how I did that, because it might be helpful. You may be unaware that animated GIFs have fallen, because animated GIFs have fallen out of fashion, that actually Photoshop has a built-in animation feature. If you open up an animated GIF, you get a timeline of that animation. By taking five simple steps in Photoshop, I was able to reduce the file size considerably, and I want to share those tips with you. First of all, when it comes to GIFs, every pixel counts, so crop the image as tightly as possible. I think JPEGs have made us a little bit lazy in this regards because they compress in a different way. But when it comes to GIFs, we have to minimize the number of pixels that are downloaded, and that means, you know, cropping and resizing the image to make it as small as possible. Secondly, the timeline in Photoshop allows you to see all the frames in the animation. I found that Cinemagram produced far more frames than were necessary to give the illusion of movement. The same is true for video, which runs at something like 30 frames a second. The eye can be tricked into seeing smooth movement with very few frames indeed, so experiment with taking out frames and see what it looks like. In my experiments, I managed to go from something like 80 frames in my animation down to just 14, and you really couldn't tell the difference. Each frame removed will significantly reduce the file size. Another thing you can do to reduce the file size is what I suggested earlier about only animating a portion of the image to keep the file size as low as possible. Unfortunately, once again, Cinemagram fails on this account and doesn't do a very good job at minimizing the amount of change. Luckily for you, Photoshop can. Instead of updating the whole image for each frame, only update the elements that have changed. Cinemagram places each frame of the animation on its own layer, which makes things a lot easier. Essentially, what you can do is pick one image as your kind of background default non-moving image, and then only animate the elements that change from that background image and crop anything else out. For each frame, delete elements that do not change from the background layer. This deletes data that would otherwise be stored in the final image. And that data, obviously, there's no point of reloading that all over again for each frame. If you want to pause the action of a video, what you would do is insert a number of frames showing a static shot. Each of these frames, however, increase the file size. Fortunately, you don't need to do that when it comes to animated GIFs. Instead of adding each frame or extra frames, simply tell the file to pause for a predefined period of time. And again, that can be done straight out of Photoshop. And this avoids the need for extra frames to be downloaded, so reducing the file size. Finally, when saving the animation, don't forget to experiment with limiting the number of colors. You can often significantly cut the number of colors, so reducing the file size. Of course, the final image is never going to be as small as its JPEG equivalent. However, use sparingly. I think animated GIFs can add some real life to your imagery. What is more, it may be possible to initially load a static image of the first frame. The animation would then be loaded after the page has been displayed. However, this kind of lazy loading is techie stuff that's beyond my humble abilities, so you need to ask somebody else about that. If you do know how to do that, let me know in the comments. That would be really useful. Thanks.